Hi, my name is Percy, and today I'm conducting an opinion survey to kind of help us understand that some local issues happening in certain areas. So in terms of gender, what do you identify yourself as?
Well, wait a minute. So this call is from Brecksville, Ohio, and I'm not anywhere near there.
All right. Well, this survey isn't specific to, like, states. It's just in general, since we're calling nationally.
I see. And what's the survey, what's the purpose?
Well, really, it's just to get people's opinions about certain topics. In this case, this is a fairly political survey, but it tends to talk more about issues. Like, let's say, for example, we talk about criminal justice. We talk about how, like, black communities, what is your opinion about them? Do you feel like they have more power? Do you feel like they have less power, but you have more? We talk about, like, issues of abortion. So just topics about, like, issues in general.
Okay.
All right. So the first question is, in terms of gender, what do you identify yourself as?
I've been identified as a male.
All right, male. All right. So would you mind sharing the year of your birth?
I was born in 1953.
1953. All right, thank you.
I'm an old white man.
Old white man?
Old white man, yes.
All right, thank you. So what is the highest level of schooling you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Oh, let's see. I did some work toward an engineering degree.
All right. So would that be like a bachelor's or an associate's or a master's?
Yeah, I'm an associate's, and I also worked towards a bachelor's degree. But I was not able to complete the bachelor's degree because I had children and a wife, and I was working also, and I couldn't quite make it because there's just a lot.
All right, understandable. So would you say you have, like, some college but no official degree, but, like, you have went to college?
I have an official degree, I told you.
Oh, was it an associate's then?
Let me say it again. I have an associate's degree, and I have 2 years toward an engineering degree, which would be a Bachelor of Science degree.
All right. All right, thank you. Are you of any Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I am not.
All right, thank you. All right. Are you registered to vote?
I am.
All right. How satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
A little bit confused about the direction of the country because the divide in the country makes it difficult to understand what direction we're going. In Congress, there's too much work to stop people from going anywhere forward in the country. So I'm not sure about the question because it's really quite a complicated question, wouldn't you say?
I would somewhat agree because I do get where you're coming from, but I guess from what you're, I do get where you're coming from, but I feel like with what you said, one of these options does qualify, which would be you're somewhat dissatisfied-ish around there because it's kind of like confusing where we're going. You're not really like that happy about it. So it's like, I would like around somewhat dissatisfied, but which one would you choose?
Oh, okay. So let me say that I am satisfied with the direction we currently are going.
How's all that? Right.
Actually,
all
I
right,
am.
Perfect.
But, you know, it's also a broad question because I'm quite satisfied with the recovery we're making from, well, almost a depression that we had at the end of 2019. So there was a lot of trouble that we're making a lot of progress on right now. So I'm satisfied with that aspect of it. I'm satisfied with it.
All right. So would you say in general you're very satisfied? Would you say you're somewhat satisfied?
All right. Let me think. In general, I'm
sorry, what was that?
I'm satisfied.
Very or somewhat?
Between very and somewhat. I'm satisfied. So very and somewhat are two different things. I am satisfied. You can't put that down, though.
Yeah, no, unfortunately we can't. If you're satisfied, the only options are if you're either very satisfied or if you're somewhat satisfied.
Okay, then I won't answer that one.
All right, no worries. So as you may know, there's going to be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices. So on a scale of 0 to 10, how likely are you to vote? With 0 meaning not at all likely, and a 10 meaning you're extremely likely.
I'm absolutely sure I'm going to vote.
All right, so a 10 then.
That's what it takes.
Yeah, a 10
means I'm going to vote, right?
Yes, a 10 means you're extremely likely to vote.
Right. If I have to crawl over broken glass, I'm going to be voting this year.
All right. So how motivated would you say you're to vote on the November 2024 elections for, like, just in general, on a scale of 0 to 10? Would you say you're not at all motivated to vote with the meaning of 0, or a 10 meaning you're extremely motivated to vote?
Oh, I'm extremely motivated.
All right. So a 10, then?
That's extremely motivated, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so that's the answer.
All right. So could you please rate how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on, like, create changes in your community on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you feel like your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means your vote has a lot of power?
10.
10? All right. So thinking about the upcoming elections in November 2024, what would you say are the two most important issues for you when voting this year? You can choose up to two issues if you would like. So the list goes Israel and Palestine conflict, criminal justice reform like police violence, climate change, abortion, jobs and the economy, teaching history in schools, health care, student loan forgiveness, crime and violence, racism and discrimination, voting rights and democracy, cost of living and inflation or immigration.
Okay, please go through the list again.
For
and
sure.
I'll stop. You hit one, okay?
All right, for sure. So, Israel and Palestine conflict, criminal justice reform and police violence, climate change, abortion.
Stop. That's a critical one for the whole world.
Climate change?
Extremely critical to me, and there's no way that I'm going to get any satisfaction.
All right. Abortion, jobs in the economy, teaching history in schools, healthcare, student loan forgiveness, healthcare. All right. Thank you. So now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards certain people and organizations and certain, like, groups using a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means you do not like these people, you do not like this event, you don't like this topic at all. A 5 means you're neutral, and a 10 means you do like them. And if you've never heard of them, I'm sorry?
So 10 was very, okay, say that again because I'm having a hard time hearing you.
All right, yeah, no worries. I can totally repeat it. So 0 basically means you do not like this. This is very unfavorable.
Oh, 0.
A 5?
Okay.
Yeah, 0. A 10 means you do like this. You're very favorable towards this. And a 5 is neutral. And if you've never heard of this, you can also mention that. So
okay.
The first...
0, mm-hmm. 5, 10. Gotcha.
Yes. All right. So the first one is Project 2025.
Am I concerned about it? Yes, a 10.
Well, no, this one is more so, what is your opinion towards it? A 0 meaning you do not like it, a 10 meaning you do like it, and a 5 is neutral. 0? All right.
I don't like the idea.
All right, thank you. What about Congressional Black Caucus?
The Congressional Black Caucus is a 10.
J.D. Vance.
He's in the middle. I don't like him, but I don't, you know, not a big deal.
All right. So
are you saying I've heard of him? I either have to like him or not like him?
Yeah, but then there's also a 5, which is neutral. So anywhere on a scale of 0 to 10.
That would be fine.
5?
He hasn't done enough to warrant a 0 yet.
All right. So you said 5, right?
Five, yes, please.
All right, thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
All of them?
Mm-hmm. Just in general, like Democrats in Congress.
In general, they're a lot different. The Democrats are like cats. You can't herd them. You can't put them in a box. Whereas, like, Republicans, they're all, either they leave the party or they're all the same. So I guess I have to say, in general, I guess I got to give him a 10.
10? All right. What about Donald Trump?
Oh, boy, he's a big zero.
All right. Kamala Harris?
10.
All right, thank you. And what about Joe Biden?
Joe was a 10 also.
All right, thank you. So if the 2024 elections for president were held today, for who would you be voting for?
If the elections were held today?
Yeah, if specifically the presidential elections.
Obviously, it would be Harris.
Harris, all right. So how certain are you that you're going to vote for her? Are you, like, very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain,
yeah,
or not at all certain?
I'm absolutely certain.
Very, all right. And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Always Democrat. In this election, it's going to be Democrat.
All right, thank you. So would you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promise? I'm sorry? Oh, I'm sorry, what was that?
I when you said it, I didn't quite catch what you started out saying.
Oh, I can repeat it again, no worries. So would you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises?
Promises? I don't mm-hmm. even, well, promises.
Yeah, specifically towards Black Americans.
Oh, that's I'm not sure I understand what they're promised, because it's such a difficult problem. I mean, that's a hard one. Is there any way I can say I don't know?
Yeah, for sure. No worries. If you're not really sure, you can totally just tell me that. All right.
Yeah.
So, does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make no difference?
Well, I'm having a hard time understanding what you said. It was something about Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I can read it again if you would like. Am I going too fast?
Please?
Oh, am I going too fast? So maybe slow down a little bit?
Well, it's just that the connection, it's like, it's not a very, the quality of the sound isn't good. It's probably bad on my end because of the phone I have, but you can't buy a really good phone nowadays. So.
All right. That's, yeah, totally understandable. But, yeah, I can read again. No worries. So,
maybe go a little slower.
A little bit slower? All right. Thank you. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress? Or does it make no difference either way?
It makes me more likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
All right, thank you. Thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office? Or are you voting for them to vote against the other candidate and keep them out of office?
In Congress, it's for rather than against.
All right. So now I'm going to read you a few series of statements specifically about why people should vote for Democrats for Congress. And for each one, if you could please rate it on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means this is not at all a convincing reason to vote for Democrats, a 5 means that you're neutral, and a 10 means that it's a very convincing reason. And the first, I'm sorry?
I'll have to pay attention.
All right. Great. Thank you. So the first statement is, corporate greed is driving up costs, with the impact felt mostly by Black Americans who pay more in junk fees, such as overdraft fees and credit card late fees, The Biden-Harris administration is taking action on these predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumers billions, and putting money back into the pockets of Black Americans.
Huh. That's a hard one. Because... I ask such difficult questions. Because I think they're trying to do that. Whether or not they can be successful is questionable. So I guess it must be middle of the road.
So a five. A five? All right. Thank you. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families, with 1.7 million Black Americans able to enroll in a market insurance plan in 2023, and the uninsured rate for Black Americans dropping to just 11%. Everyone deserves to have access to safe, affordable housing. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to ensure 8 million American households were able to stay in their homes during the pandemic by providing emergency rental assistance, with 40% of the assistance going to Black households.
I believe that's a 10 also.
When Black businesses do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in their local communities, and make the broader economy stronger. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to invest billions in Black entrepreneurship and opportunity, leading to Black businesses ownership growing at the fastest pace in 30 years. As our loved ones are aging, we cannot watch them have to choose between the dignity of affording medications and putting food on the table. Democrats in Congress worked to cap medical costs for seniors and Medicare, including capping insulin costs at just $35 and making many vaccines free.
That's a 10, although there are some side problems with it.
Understandable. Thank you. So we need leaders in Congress who will invest in the Black community. Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist Black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change.
10.
10, all right, thank you. So thinking about the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? And you can select up to two options if you would like. So number one, they want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making Black lives matter. Number two, we have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote. Number three, we made progress, but there's still work to be done this November. Number four, when we vote for leadership that invests in us, we make our community stronger. Or number five, we have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote. Number five is, we have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote.
What was the one, we're making progress, but more is needed?
Yeah, that is number three.
That would be my choice.
All right. Would it be just that one, or do you want to add another one?
Pardon?
What was that?
Beg your pardon?
Would you want to add another one going along with the one you chose, or are you satisfied with just choosing that one?
Oh, that one's fine.
All right. So we're almost done. We're about 80% done with the survey. So there's only a few questions left. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So the last few questions we have are just for kind of reiteration purposes to see if your opinion has changed. So as you may know, you know, there's going to be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. So how likely are you to vote on a scale of 0 to 10? Whereas 0 means a 5 means you're neutral, and a 10 means you're extremely likely.
10, I'm voting.
Mm-hmm. So how motivated would you say you're to vote on a scale of 0 to 10?
Yes,
10. 10, all right. Thank you. So sometimes... in surveys, people change their minds, but it's totally okay if you haven't. So if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Democratic candidate. All right, thank you. So thinking about your approach to political issues, would you say you're very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm somewhat progressive.
Somewhat progressive, all right. Are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
I am not.
No, all right. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I'm a Democrat.
Democrat, all right. Do you consider yourself to be a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
I consider myself to be a strong Democrat.
Strong, all right. How would you describe your employment status as of right now?
My what status?
Your employment status.
I would consider myself retired.
Retired, all right, thank you. So back in the 2020 elections for president, for who did you vote for?
In 2020, I voted for Biden.
For Biden, all right. So last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can totally just ballpark it if you would like.
Okay, our total income was about $140,000.
$140,000, all right. And last question, aside from weddings and funerals, how often would you say you attend religious services? Would you say you attend them like more than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom, or never?
Never.
Never? All right. Well, this will conclude our survey, so thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, thank you. Good luck.
All right, thank you.